Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Central Trailblazer head coach Terry Lowe. And coach, well, first season of the North Central Trailblazers, first season of sanctioned girls wrestling in Iowa. What a great sound that is. I know it's been a lot of hard work from many individuals and a bunch of people trying to get girls wrestling sanctioned in the state, and it gets done and off to a great start. First of all, let's introduce you a little bit, Coach. Tell us about yourself and how you got this job as the North Central head girls wrestling coach.
Well, sir, thanks for inviting me to the show. Well, I've been down in the Des Moines area for the past 30 years, and I was an assistant coach for the Saydell Eagles. And I decided to move back north to, you know, kind of take care of mom and dad a little bit, you know, kind of things come full circle. And I took a job as a food service director over at St. Ansgar, and that's where I graduated from high school. And the athletic director and the superintendent, Mr. Crozier, that does both St. Ansgar and Northwood, you know, when I went through my interview, they knew I was coaching, and they said that there might be a program starting soon, that they asked me if I'd be interested in possibly coaching the girls. And, you know, to be on the ground floor of something, you know, that's pretty spectacular here in the state of Iowa, girls wrestling is really, really taken off. And I thought it would be very, 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 very challenging to get on the ground floor of something that's going to be amazing, and I think it's here to stay.
Yeah, it's so great. And you mentioned your wrestling background. Let's talk about, you know, kind of your first time talking with the girls and, you know, what you were expecting. Of course, you got an assistant coach as well from Lake Mills. So kind of tell us a little bit about that stuff.
Yeah, Coach Dean from Lake Mills, she's been a great addition, you know. To be honest with you, you know, being a male coach has kind of, didn't know how it was going to work with a girls' wrestling program, but, you know, I talked with the ADA, Mr. Eindel over there in Northwood, and Mr. Culberson over there in St. Ansgar, and, of course, Mr. Boheim from Lake Mills. He's been really involved with everything, getting this going. I was a little nervous at first. I just didn't quite know how things were going to work, but they assured me that, you know, wrestling is wrestling, and it's no different between the boys and the girls. Our first competition, we headed down to Decorah, you know, but we had our initial meeting with all the parents and all the wrestlers, and, you know, I let them all know that they were on the ground floor of something fantastic that was happening in our state. You know, we've had boys wrestling for many years, and for them to sanction girls wrestling was, you know, a pretty historic step, and they get to be part of it, you know, up here in North Central Iowa. Which is a great thing, you know, being that we have five teams or five towns in our conglomeration, we've got a lot of girls going out for wrestling. And I'm going to say out of the 40 that we started with, probably 36 of them are first-year wrestlers. And that's quite a challenge when you're teaching something brand new to somebody that's never even stepped foot on the mat. So that was quite challenging to begin with.
Yeah, Coach. Let's stay there for a moment and talk about that. Of course, when it comes down to the early days of practicing, and even now, unfortunately, with all this snow, I'm sure it's been hard to get girls in the room sometimes. But when you have a bunch of girls that are still trying to learn and really get their feet wet, obviously that practice time is key.
Practice time is crucial. When we first started practice, and I think we got to practice, our first day was like October 31st, I believe, and we got to be in the room 2 weeks before the boys joined us in the room up there in Northwood in their facility, and we filled that wrestling room out. I mean, I had 45, 50 girls in there at one time, and we learned the basics, you know, step one, how to have a decent wrestling stance so that you're stable. We learned how to do takedowns, and we just do it over and over and over. These young girls, they've been doing wonderful. They've been doing great. They've been soaking it up like a sponge. You know, they listen. They want to learn. They want to do well. And you know, it's been a blessing teaching them. You know, they've taught me that I didn't know if I could do this, but the further we go into the season, you know, the more I get to know these girls. And, you know, there's some gems in these bunches. There's some gems in this bunch that I think we can go quite a ways with them.
Coach, let's talk about those first competitions. You kind of alluded to earlier that first competition at Decorah. What have the girls been up to since then?
Since Decorah, we've had a duel with Osage over at North Butler. Unfortunately, at that competition, one of our wrestlers ended up dislocating her elbow, and the girls saw that, and it's a pretty traumatic experience when they see an injury out on the mat, and it kind of got in their head a little bit that night. And we didn't do so well that night, but you know, we fought back, and we went to West Fork here about a week and a half ago, and there again we had some great competition there with some different teams, and I believe we ended up coming out on top of that tournament. Also, we had a few injuries that tournament, but you know, they're on the mend and get back in the wrestling room, do what they can do, and we'll get ready for the next one coming up here next Tuesday. We'll be in St. Ansgar at a quadrangular.
And, Coach, there you go, talking about what's ahead. You mentioned the St. Ansgar. What else is on the docket for the girls over the next few weeks before we talk to you again?
Okay, so we're going to be in Osage at the girls' tournament on January the 2nd. And then we're looking at putting another one on the docket. The girls don't know this yet, but we're either looking at Denver, or we're thinking about heading down to Ankeny to the Hawks tournament down there in January 21st or 14th. And then on 21st, we're going to be in Decorah, Iowa again at the tournament, and then we're going to see where they put us in Super Regionals.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting to follow that, and I guess we can kind of let's go there. You just mentioned the postseason coming up, and I think the girls' union maybe got themselves a little bit off guard as far as postseason. I'm not sure they were expecting the kind of turnout for girls wrestling this year, because the way they were originally going to set it up, I don't think that it would have worked with how many girls and how many few events they were gonna use. So I guess we'll start there. Do you have any updates on postseason, and tell us how that's going to look like?
So as far as I know right now, they're still going with the four Super Regionals in the state, but they're waiting to determine where they're going to be. They want to see where their pockets of the wrestlers are in the state. They basically want to distribute them evenly throughout the state so that there's a fair chance for everybody to go. Not everybody has, you know, large programs. We probably have one of the largest ones. You know, with 30-plus girls, we've got a lot of girls to choose from to fill our weights. And I know they don't want to probably put, you know, large teams against, you know, other large teams. You know, I know there's teams I'd like to stay away from. you know, we're up here in the north central. We could end up down in the southwestern region. They just don't know, and they're not going to make those announcements until, I believe, January 2nd or January 3rd. We'll find out where the Super Regionals are and who's going to be in what regional.
Yeah, a lot of things still to figure out, of course, as you were kind of alluding to there. So it would be interesting, and of course, the girls' union. I think it's a good problem. Let's stay here for a moment, Coach. I guess it's a good problem when you start a program and you start a sanctioned sport, and you have just an overwhelming amount of girls. I know the number has fluctuated a little bit, but yeah, I think even the girls' union were a little caught off guard with how many girls came out.
I believe you're correct. At last number I heard, I think there was close to 2,000 girls that went out for wrestling from, you know, 9th through 12th. And, yeah, that caught them off guard. They didn't expect that. But, you know, like you said earlier, that's a good problem to have. And they'll get it figured out. We're in a trial year here where, you know, They're gonna throw some things out there and see what sticks. And unfortunately, that's kind of all we can do right now. And it will be better next year. You know, they will have things more more in hand and what to do and a timeline, and I think it'll just be better structured next year.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. It's going to take time. Obviously, I mean, if people were to look back and years and years ago, when basketball or any other sports started with, whether it was the girls' union or the boys' association, those first years just take some time.
Yeah, we're going to experience some growing pains, but you know, when we do, we'll figure out what happens and what's the best for the union and what's the best for the girls and how to get them to where they need to be.
How has it been, Coach, I'll keep you for just a couple more here. How has it been with trying to get all the girls to kind of collaborate with each other? Of course, you're talking about five different schools, St. Ansgar, Northwood Kensett, Central Springs, Forest City, and Lake Mills. I should mention that those are the five schools that make up the North Central Trailblazers. I'm talking with head coach Terry Lowe. So how has it been trying to get all those girls to kind of buy into each other, talk about five different schools, and we don't know how long this is going to be like this?
Yeah, we talked about that at the first couple of, you know, practices and stuff. And you know what? You know, the girls have taken to each other. You know, they've got their own social media where they Snapchat back and forth, or where they get on different platforms and talk back to forth. I've even seen some of the girls wearing different schools T-shirts and sweatshirts while they're practicing. So
wow.
They're building a camaraderie between each other. And I think that's pretty awesome between, you know, different schools. Everybody's, you know, always gung-ho for their own school. But now that we've got five schools together, they are still part of their own school, but they also get to be part of something new.
Yeah, it's so fun. And, of course, you guys did a great job. The schools did a great job with the name and coming out and being the Trailblazers, because these girls really are, and I'm sure you've had that conversation with them. I mean, they really are Trailblazers. Think about in 20 years from now, you know, I would assume it won't be a program in 20 years from now. Hopefully, you know, every school is kind of running their own thing by then. But we can look back at this and look at these girls as, hey, look at what you did to clear the way, clear the path for all the girls, all the little girls that are watching and are next up.
Exactly. We kind of had that conversation here the last couple times we've been at practice. And, you know, I encourage them to go to their youth practices and the wrestling practices and, you know, help the coaches, you know, with the girls and even some of the young boys, because the girls, I've seen some of the small girls at our wrestling tournaments and meets. And you know what? The small girls, they look up to the girls that they're in high school and are out there on the mat. And I said, you guys are paving the way for them for the future. So, you know what, I would like you to be part of your youth programs and help bring that up so that we can build the girls up and build a strong community of lady wrestlers. And it will be here forever then. Just like football and wrestling and basketball, you know, we want to solidify this now and build a strong base.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with us and talking with us this morning. We really do appreciate your time. And a couple weeks, we'll talk to you again, and wish the ladies the best of luck.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me on the show.
That was North Central head wrestling coach Terry Lowe.